My friend, I want to take just a few minutes to share with you an opportunity where you and I can potentially get together to work on your real estate investing business to help get you unstuck, to do so in an environment of other successful, like-minded real estate investors and in a world-class setting. So if that has piqued your interest in any way, I want you to just take a few minutes to listen to what I have to say. So, you know, being born and raised in Miami, my family and I have always visited and spent some time in the Florida Keys. In fact, it's one of my favorite places in the world. And, you know, just in July, I spent my 40th birthday there with my family. We rented a nice house on the water. And I was talking to my wife and I said, you know, I'd love to share this with the right group of people. And I got to thinking. And so what I have decided to do is I am going to be renting a beautiful house on the water with a pool. And I'm going to host the first Flip Empire experience at this house. It's going to be for a very small, select group of people. It's going to be very intimate, probably somewhere between 8 and 12 people max, if that at all. And I just want to take an opportunity to share this with you. So if you have any interest at all in getting together with like-minded individuals, people that are going to walk alongside you, people that are going to hold you accountable, people that have already achieved a certain level of success in their business, you know, so if you're just getting started in this business, if you haven't done any deals, I really appreciate you. I love the fact that you're listening to this podcast, wanting to learn and to grow. But this is not for you. So this first Flip Empire experience is going to be, if you've already done deals, if you've already, if you're already making money and you want to, you know, as they say, take it to another level and you want to do so, you want to network with the right people. You want to go deep on what's working, what's not working, and help you get unstuck, essentially remove any roadblocks or barriers that are preventing you from getting to, you know, from where you are today to where you want to go. And you want to do so in a place where people aren't going to judge you and people are just going to, like, you know, help you essentially, help you get from where you are to where you want to go. And in some cases, it might be even something on the personal side that's masking itself as a business challenge, but it's actually a personal challenge. But if you see the value in that and you want to do so with the right people, in the Florida Keys in an amazing location, and you want to experience what this is all about, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to head over to flipempire.com/private. There's going to be a very, very short web form there. And that's going to essentially start the process where you and I can connect and see if ultimately this is the right fit. I will tell you, there is going to be an investment involved. It's not going to be anything crazy, $20,000, $25,000. It's not going to be anything like that. But if you're already doing deals and if you know there's another level, if you know there's an opportunity where getting together in an inspiring location with the right people and just essentially removing anything that's preventing you from getting to where you want to go and help you accomplish your goals, head over to flipempire.com/private. And that's going to jumpstart the process essentially of us connecting and seeing if you are the right fit for the first Flip Empire experience that I'm going to be hosting. Really, really looking forward to it. Again, if you think this is for you, there's no commitments, no obligations. Just take a few minutes to fill out the web form and you and I will connect on a call. I'll answer any questions you have and ultimately determine if this would make sense for both of us. So head over to flipempire.com/private. And if that's you, I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? Alex Pardo here. I'm excited to deliver episode 471 here on the Flip Empire Show. And with that said, I kind of just want to dive right in. You know, I'm there's a lot of really cool things going on, and I actually have an announcement to make. I'm probably going to be making it within the next week or two. A direction that I'm going in, and I actually want to invite you guys along for the ride. And I want you guys to, you know, to just kind of watch the journey unfold. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. It's going to definitely hold me that much more accountable. Not that I need it, but I don't want to reveal too much. Just want to kind of plant that seed, maybe tease you a little bit and let you know to just, you know, keep your ears and eyes peeled on the Flip Empire Show here over the course of the next week or two. I'll probably be revealing, you know, what exactly I'm talking about and how you can be a fly in the wall, how you can piggyback on this new journey that I'm excited to embark on. So having said that, you know, I had a coaching call earlier today, and we were talking about, you know, we were talking about something that just was a challenge for this particular person. And we got to talking about, you know, things that we know, things that we say, things that we talk about, things about that we preach, but we don't necessarily always follow through on, right? And I'll give you an example. Marketing is something that we all know we need to remain consistent. Marketing is the lifeblood of probably every business. And especially when you're getting started, like it's all about marketing. It's all about generating leads. That should be your primary focus. I see so many people getting started in the real estate business or any other business. And, you know, they're worried about the insignificant things, the things that are not going to move the needle, the website, the LLC, the this, the that. And at the end of the day, they're doing the systems and they're doing all this, and yet they're not generating any leads, which means they're not generating revenue. They're not making profit, right? Just kind of basic things. But I think we've all fallen victim to this type of thinking and a lack of execution. And so we were talking about marketing campaigns and the lack of consistency. And I shared with him a story in our company last year. I remember there was a level 10 meeting that we had, and we were talking about marketing, and a marketing campaign was supposed to go out. I think we were sending out somewhere between 15 and 18,000 postcards to a particular list. And the way that it worked with our direct mail fulfillment company is we had to get the list in by a certain day in order for it to get scheduled, processed, and out the door and hitting mailboxes. We always like our direct mail to hit mailboxes on a Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Tuesday, like early on in the week, right? What we didn't want were campaigns hitting Thursday, Friday, because then the spillover weekend calls would go to the call center. Or, you know, sometimes our lead manager would be able to work those leads on the weekends, but it wasn't very consistent. We always wanted our direct mail campaigns to hit early on in the week, right? So we have the full week of our staff processing those leads. And the campaign didn't go out the door, right? And it sucked because now it was going to set us back another week. And it's another week of, you know, 15, 18,000 postcards not hitting mailboxes. We were seeing on average 0.5% response rate. So, you know, take that for what it is, right? But we were expecting new calls to come in, and it just meant that we were going to have to lean that much harder on a few other marketing channels in addition to our follow-up, which you should be doing anyways. But the point is, it set us back a week. And so I remember I challenged this team member, and I said, because they were responsible for the direct mail campaign, and I said, you know, and this wasn't the first time that it hadn't gone out. This wasn't like, you know, so the person that we had responsible for marketing just did an awesome job and was usually very on it. But, you know, in this particular case, things kind of got in the way, things happened, which is going to happen from time to time, which is what I think made this challenge so timely and so relevant. I remember I asked him, and I kind of posed this to the team, and feel free to kind of swipe this question, and you can take it and apply it in your business and even apply it in your life. This is something that is applicable for whatever it is you want to remain consistent doing. Is I said, how do we make it so that our desired outcome is inevitable and it can't fail? Right? So ask yourself that question. Think about that for a second. Pause. How do you make it so that your desired outcome is inevitable and you can't fail? And I remember when I asked that question, there was just kind of a little bit of silence, and there was just like processing and thinking. And what that opened up was the space for us to talk about solutions, right? And this was a part of our level 10 meeting that's called IDS, where you identify the challenge, you discuss the challenge, and then you solve the challenge. And so when he identified the challenge, and then we were starting to discuss it, and I said, how do we make this so that our desired outcome is inevitable and we can't fail? It opened up the space for us to transition into the solve part of the meeting, of the IDS section. And this IDS section is 60 minutes. This was a 90-minute meeting, and this made up the bulk of this, you know, of this weekly level 10 meeting. And it opened up, you know, one of the solutions that came out of it was, hey, well, why don't we just contact, and this is very simple, by the way, sometimes we tend to overcomplicate things, right? But the simplest answers are usually the best ones. And in this particular case, what we ultimately decided, if I remember correctly, was this particular person contacted our direct mail fulfillment center, and we said, hey, look, we never want to be late with our campaigns. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just commit to the next 3 months worth of mailings? Now, we were able to work it out with them where we didn't have to prepay the mailings in advance and spend a bunch of money up front. But like, hey, we'll commit to the X mailings. Here's the list. Just get it ready. And then when it's, this is the schedule we want it to go out on. And when it goes out, send us the invoice, right? And here's what we were able to even work out, because sometimes from our pain points, from our challenges, when you ask questions like this that open up the space and opportunity to solve them, sometimes blessings and good things happen and occur. And here's what happened. I remember we used to pay 35 or 36 cents per piece. And because we committed in advance to not prepay, but basically we committed, hey, we're committing to X amount of, you know, postcards or mailers over the course of the next 3 months, we were actually able to drive down our per unit cost, I think from like 35.7 or something down to like 32 or 33, somewhere in there. We were basically able to save around 3 cents. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're sending out 15, 20,000 mailers times 3 cents every month, it adds up, right? And sometimes we're so focused on top line that at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. What are you making? And one of the ways to grow the bottom line, right, your net income is increasing revenue and also decreasing expenses. Well, this was an instant way to add to the bottom line by decreasing expenses, getting a better per unit cost. Hopefully you're following me, but really I want to keep this episode short and sweet. The takeaway is ask yourself whatever desired outcome you want. It could be a goal. It could be something you've been telling yourself what you want to do. This could apply to your business, your personal life, whatever the desired outcome is. How do you make it so that your desired outcome is inevitable? In other words, it has to happen. You can't fail. And if you want to add this, I would highly encourage you to do this when applicable. How do you make the desired outcome inevitable so you can't fail and it happens with or without you? I'm going to repeat that one more time. How do you make it so that your desired outcome is inevitable, you can't fail, and it happens with or without you? This is going to force you to start thinking about how you can delegate certain things, how you can automate certain things, and or how you can outsource certain things. And in some cases, it's just a matter of deleting it, right? Because you realize that, hey, I'm doing this, but I no longer need to do it because it doesn't serve its purpose. So just want to plant that seed with you, get you thinking. What have you been, here's what I want to leave you with. What have you committed to doing, or what have you had a lack of consistency on that you know is important, it's relevant, it's timely, it moves the needle in your life or business, but yet you struggle with this? Whatever that is, apply this question to that. Here's the question one more time. How do you make it so that your desired outcome is inevitable, you can't fail, and it happens with or without you? That's what I want to leave you with, my friends. I appreciate you so much. Can't wait to kind of reveal what I am embarking on and have you just kind of join me for the ride. I'm excited, and I really appreciate you guys tuning into the show. I'm gonna round out the year strong with some awesome guests and some great content, and I got some cool things planned for 2021. So I'm really looking forward to it. Have an amazing day. We will talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.